Hello, good afternoon. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yes, how you doing? My name is Arlene Coleman. I believe I got a message in regards to pending verification for a time slot.
Yeah, in that day, you did not clock in and clock out correctly, so that's why the system is asking us for the timesheet.
Right, but see, okay, that's what I'm trying to understand, because I didn't know y'all supposed to do the timesheets no more. I was told y'all don't do the timesheets no more. On there is the adjustment thing that asks for the client patient signature, so that was completed.
Oh, can you repeat the last part?
Okay, let me see if I can go back into the form again. All right. There is on the time adjustment, it asks you to adjust your time and the reasons why, and it needs the client signature for verification. That was completed. I was told that y'all don't even do the timesheets anymore.
Okay, the link I send you, it has the hours that the shift was made and the patient signature and the date, and that's it. It shows submit and that's everything.
Okay, I mean, but I'm just saying that was already done. It was already done on the, you know, I don't know what this is called. On the visit itself, on the time adjustment, the clock in, clock out.
Sorry, but you are not allowed to do that. Only as the coordinators are allowed to do that.
Oh, they don't do that no more either?
No, in this case, we have to contact you and ask you for the timesheet if it's the case. But the caregivers are not allowed to change the app.
Oh, okay. So you did. All right. So now they're not doing that no more either. Oh, God, this stuff changed up so much for me. Okay, let me see what this other one looks like that you're showing me then. Documentation. Oh, this is something totally different. Oh, this is new. Okay. All right, then. I'll get him to find this one then. Okay.
Okay, no
problem. Yeah, this is new to me. Yeah, I never saw this one before. Okay. All right, then.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.